Please rise in body or spirit for the reading of the scripture. Today's reading is Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man there was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." The inspired word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, Hiram. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Joseph. Nice morning today, isn't it? Hello, you have reached the Telephone Assistance Center of the Israeli Revenue Service. My name is Zacchaeus. How may I assist you today? Yes, that's right. My name is Zacchaeus. The name means pure and innocent. I understand your laughter, madam. I really do. I know most people don't believe that IRS agents are pure and innocent. So where are you calling from? Jericho. Excellent. Excellent, great place, lots of history, occupied by our ancestors who crossed the Jordan and the entire promised land laid before them. I live there too, you know. Yes, ma'am, I am a Jew just like you. No, I am not a dirty, rotten Roman. Yes, you're right, I work for the Romans, but I am a Jew. The Romans took Jericho about 90 years ago without much resistance, you know. Like, what were we supposed to do against the most powerful army in the world? They can pretty much do what they want, take charge and conquer whatever they want to do. No, ma'am, no, you're not listening to me. I am not defending Rome, I am just reviewing history. General Mark Antony had an estate here, and he liked it so much that he gave it to Cleopatra. And after the two of them committed suicide, Augustus gave the estate to Herod. And here we are. No, ma'am, I'm not a friend of Herod. I remember that he was so jealous of his brother-in-law that he had him drowned in a pool right here in Jericho. Ma'am, may I put you on hold for a moment, please? I don't know why I get so much criticism from my own people. I do my best to keep the Ten Commandments, and it's not like I murdered anyone. Some people think that I steal, but tax collecting, it's a very tricky business. I know for a fact that many of my neighbors have cheated on their taxes. I think the reason I get so much criticism is that I am the chief tax collector. And I'm rich. I oversee all the tax collections in the area. So I have a team of people who collect taxes, tolls, and tariffs from my fellow Jews. My own people. But someone's got to do it. Would they prefer a Roman collect taxes from them? The system is open to abuse, I know, and all people like me are assumed to be dishonest. Most of all, we're hated because we're cooperating with Rome. But look, I have to make a living, you know. Ma'am, I'm back now. How can I help you? Yes, I can assist with that. I am good with numbers, so I can calculate your tax. When do you need this to be completed? Maybe never, you say? Why is that? Ah, I see. You don't think you have to pay taxes to Rome because Jesus has come. Yes, I've heard people calling him the Son of David, and I know that they hope that he will deliver an army like the sort of that King David had and drive the Romans out. But ma'am, I have to be honest with you. I think that's a stretch. I've seen the strength and brutality of the Roman army. Jesus and the Jewish army would not have a chance. No, ma'am, I'm not on the side of Rome. I'm just more interested in Jesus as a religious leader. You know, he healed the servant of a Roman centurion. Do you know that he forgave a sinful woman? He healed a boy with a demon. And best of all, I hear that he is friends of tax collectors and sinners. That's exactly what I need. Yes, ma'am, Jesus is a friend of outcasts. I think that's good news. I hear what you're saying, but do you have a minute? I'd like to tell you about what happened to me. Yesterday, I looked out my window and I saw this crowd headed for town, and I joined them and asked the man what was going on. And, you know, he ignored me, knowing who I was. Instead, he turned to a friend and said, I hear that Jesus had just healed a blind beggar. Can you believe it? You know the guy I'm talking about, that disgusting beggar that sits on the dirt road just outside of town. People are saying that he is now following Jesus into Jericho with a spring in his step. I got excited when I heard this. Jesus had healed a man who had been reviled as any tax collector is. But as we approached the edge of town, my heart sank. The sides of the road were packed with people five deep, and I began to work my way along the edge of the crowd, but I couldn't see a thing, even when I hopped up and down. You see, I may sound tall on the phone, but I'm only 4'11". You see, I don't sound tall on the phone. Anyway, I knew I needed a plan. So I looked to where Jesus would probably enter Jericho, and I ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree with large, low branches, perfect for climbing. I knew people would laugh at me. As you know, it's undignified for a grown man to run. Running is for kids, and a man of importance, he would never climb a tree. It's just humiliating. But I didn't care. I wanted to see Jesus. The crowd continued to swell, and I was glad that I had my vantage point. I could see over the heads of everybody, even the men and women who were looking up at me and laughing. I heard one of them say, "Look at Zacchaeus up in the tree. He may be rich, but he looks like an idiot." Yes, you're right, I probably did look like an idiot. Then Jesus and his entourage appeared, and I had never seen Jesus before, but I immediately picked him out in the middle of his disciples. They were moving quickly with a sense of urgency, and the crowd parted like the story of Moses and the Red Sea, and they passed through town on their way to Jerusalem. And as Jesus reached the sycamore tree, he turned his head up and looked me straight in the eyes. I was so shocked that I almost lost my grip and fell out of the tree. He said, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." And I tell you, I did not see that coming. The crowd was silent. People looked at Jesus and they looked at me and they went back and forth between me and Jesus, wondering what the world was going on. Why was Jesus talking to someone with so little or no social standing? I scrambled down from the tree and almost flipped upside down when my robe got caught on a branch, but somehow I managed to reach the ground safely. I pushed myself through the crowd until I found Jesus. He was taller than I am, but not by much. I brushed a number of leaves off of my clothing and they threw open my arms and saying to him, "Welcome, 1,000 welcomes, Jesus." I was so honored that the great Jesus wanted to stay with me. The crowd was still stunned, but they were no longer silent. They knew that Jesus was breaking the code of purity by going to the house of an IRS agent. In addition, he was honoring a man who just humiliated himself by climbing a tree and running. The people began to grumble and say, "He's gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. For shame, for shame." Jesus said nothing, but just continued to look at me as if I were the only person in the crowd. I had never seen such a loving gaze. The silence was awkward, so I broke it by saying, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone, I will pay back 4 times as much." Because Jesus had honored me with his presence, I felt that I needed to make amends. I needed to make amends for my past wrongs. And I volunteered to pay back everyone fourfold. Jesus said, "Today's salvation has come to this house because you too are a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost." I could hardly believe it. Jesus had restored my good standing by calling me a son of Abraham. He had broken through my isolation to seek me out and save me. As long as I live, I'll never be able to do enough to pay him back. But I'm going to try each and every day. And that is why I want to help you, ma'am. I want to do your taxes right. "No, ma'am, I'm not trying to be a hero. Jesus is the hero because he reached out to me and made me his friend. Wherever you are, in your lonely and isolation, he'll do the same for you. All you. Where can you find Jesus?" "Well, Jesus is just about everywhere. He will probably find you. Thing is, if you want to find Jesus, that's sort of the moment that he will find you. It's like what God said through one of the prophets, 'When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me,' says the Lord." So all you have to do is to take the risk of moving toward him. Take the risk. He will call you his friend. I guarantee that you will be thankful that he breaks through your loneliness. And you'll want to spend the rest of your life wanting to make him proud that he knows you. Is there anything else I can do for you? Okay, if this call has been helpful for you, would you please stay on the line for a short survey? This has been Zacchaeus of the Israeli Revenue Service.
Goodbye.